What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 68 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about an update we got from our boy Elon Musk in regards to the new Tesla truck that they're coming out with. As usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so what is this update that we just got not too long ago from Elon Musk? Well, we actually got a few different things. We got a design update, we got a price update from him, as well as he briefly talked about the standards of the car as well. What can we expect? You know, what are we going to look for? So starting off with design, Elon Musk actually went on another podcast called the Ride the Lightning podcast, which is pretty cool. If you guys haven't heard of him, check him out, in which he shared a lot of these details. In regards to the design, I actually have exactly what he said over here as a quote. He said, "The design of the truck is basically going to be between the horse and carriage and the automobile. It's got to have incredible functionality from a load carrying standpoint, look amazing, but it won't look like a normal truck. It's going to look pretty sci-fi. That means that it's not going to be for everyone. Like if somebody just wants to have a truck that looks like trucks have looked for the past 20, 40 years, it's probably not for them." In other words, what he's saying is this design of truck has not been done before. So that's another good thing to expect as well, is that this is going to be a revolutionary truck. It's going to look like no truck has ever looked before, and it's going to most likely perform and have a design standard that no truck has ever had before. So these are all good things. That's definitely a good update. So we know it's going to look drastically different than any other truck. So we got to be prepared for that. Next thing we're talking about is price, and he is very specific. Elon Musk has been very specific in regards to the pricing of this truck, which he also said on that podcast. And he says specifically, got another quote from him, "We don't want it to be really expensive," which is a good thing. "I think it's got to start at less than $50,000. It's got to be like $49,000 starting price max, ideally less. It just can't be unaffordable. It's got to be something that's affordable. There will be versions of the truck that will be more expensive, but you've got to be able to get a really great truck for less than $49,000 or less," which is, I mean, ideally true. There's tons of people that do want trucks out there. You have businesses, individuals, and sometimes trucks can get rather expensive. So if Tesla and Elon Musk are to have the ability to create a truck that is very drastic looking and crazy looking and never been done before at a price point like that, I have no doubt in my mind they're going to sell extremely well. It will probably take a little bit of time for some people to get used to the idea of an electric truck, but hey, Ford is already doing it. They leaked some information the other day, which we're going to talk about in another episode. But lastly, talking about Ford, actually, Elon Musk talked about having the standards of this truck. He says, "It's going to be a truck that is more capable than other trucks. The goal is to be a better truck than the F-150 in terms of truck-like functionality." And there's a second part of this quote, but I want to halt on that first part real quick. He says, "The goal is to be a better truck than a F-150 in terms of truck-like functionality." So even Elon Musk is saying himself that the Ford F-150 is the greatest truck of all time. And there's no doubt it's one of the great, it is, I think, the greatest selling vehicle of all time. And it's been the number one truck, as far as I'm concerned, for ever since it came out. In the second part of the standards of the truck, he says, "And be a better sports car than a standard 911 Porsche." That's hey man, if you can make that happen, God bless you. But that's going to be hard. A truck that has the functionality of an F-150 but performs better than a Porsche 911, and it's a truck. My friend Elon Musk, I really love you, man. I really do. I hope you can pull that off, but that's going to be pretty hard to do from a truck standpoint. But if there's anything about Elon Musk, you know, everything he says he's going to do, he actually does. So I kind of believe him, to be honest with you. And some things we do know in regards to facts and specifications so far about the upcoming Tesla truck is that it is going to be dual motors, dual electric motors, and it's going to be an all-wheel drive powertrain, of course. You're going to have dynamic suspension for depending on what you want to use the truck for, as well as you're going to have a potential range of 400 to 500 miles. which is pretty impressive. That's not bad. So all in all, what have we actually learned about the Tesla truck? It's going to look like no truck has ever looked before. It's going to be at a great price point, and it has some pretty high standards. Elon wants it to perform like a 911 Porsche, and he also wants it to be better than an F-150. So those are some pretty drastic updates, but good ones, and we know that they're making progress with this truck, which is exactly what we want to see. So ladies and gentlemen, that's actually all we have in regards to the Tesla update for episode number 68. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to follow on Instagram. Don't forget to like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out for the podcast for the first time, feel free to browse around. If you head over to the YouTube channel, if you see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You guys know you can reach me at any point in time. You need anything, have a recommendation for me, shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget as well, if you guys are looking for your favorite hat, favorite shirt, favorite jacket of your favorite car company, you can head over to my website, www.tlog.com. I can hook you guys up with the sickest car merchandise out there. Visit the link in bio to get a discount code as well. And last but not least, don't forget to tune into the next episode, episode number 69. We're going to be talking about, if you can believe this, an off-road Lamborghini Huracan. An off-road Lamborghini Huracan. I had to say that twice. And it's called the Sterato. So off-road Huracan. Yes, it's real. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.